A lot of people ask me about writing songs and how do you do it and how do you write lyrics? How do you write? That's what we're going to talk about today.
Welcome to Just My Forte with Ben Everson. We're glad to have you along.
Thanks for joining me. This is not a long podcast today, not a long episode, but hopefully one that'll just give you some thoughts. I am going to share with you some of my thoughts, and then my co-writer, Lori Lou Jones, is going to share some of her thoughts, and hopefully it'll be a help to you, something that can kind of jumpstart you if maybe you're a little stuck, or will just give you some great ideas. And or maybe just give you a little bit of a window into the process that I use. And sometimes I write the music first. Sometimes I write the lyrics first. Sometimes I kind of go together. But the big thing is that it's got to sound good. Now, you say, well, that's not very helpful. Well, how do you know if something's going to sound good? You know something's going to sound good because you base it on other things that sound good. So you've got to have a good library in your mind of music that sounds good, right? So if you are full of the latest pop music that's out there that, you know, repeats the same phrase over and over again, that's what you're going to consider as good. And I dare say that, you know, the big time pop people can get away with it because they have all the production and all those things, and that's a whole nother subject, so I don't want to get into that, but you and I, the average people, we're not going to have all the production value. Our songs have to carry themselves without extra sugar. So it's got to be good. So fill your mind with story type songs, that you really like. Branch out a little bit. Listen to ones that perhaps you wouldn't listen to before, or get some friends that you like and ask them what their favorite music is. I've done that in the past, and I've discovered music that I wouldn't have come across, and sometimes it's music that I wouldn't listen to a lot anyway, but, you know, some really neat ideas. So you've got to have a library in your mind that you can compare things to. Is the first thing. A second is meter. I'm not going to get real technical in meter, but it's got to have a feel to it. It's got to have a rhythmic feel to it. So you can do things that help you in that regard. Like sometimes I will sit there and I will just mumbo jumbo lyrics that don't mean anything. So maybe I want to do something that's got to feel like this. Da 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 blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. Dun 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 dun. You feel that, right? So I get that rhythm kind of going a little bit, and that helps me come up with some words, right? I'm not feeling particularly creative right now, but I can try a little bit. The blood of my Lord was spilled on the cross to save all mankind from terrible loss. Okay, that's a little pat, but you see what I did there? I stayed within that meter. I get submissions from time to time, and some of them I use, but sometimes people will have a really cool idea, but their meter is all over the place. So maybe one, it'll sound like da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da 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 da. Like there's no feel to it. It's got to all come together. So when you're writing, that's the difference, in my opinion, between poetry and lyrics. Right? Like you're going to sit down and write poetry. That's great. That's awesome. But a lot of poetry, in my opinion, most poetry doesn't necessarily make good lyrics. And, you know, here's something you can try if you want. And I've done this before and it's helped me even write some songs. Take a song that you know and write new lyrics to it. Yep. Take a song you already know It could be a hymn. It can be, a Christian song. It could be a non-Christian song. It doesn't really matter. Take a song that you know and write new lyrics for it on your theme that you want. Maybe your theme is friendship, and you're going to take a song like, let's see. You got a friend in me. No, that wouldn't make any sense because that's already a song about friendship. But maybe you want to write a song about biblical friendship. And so you can take any song. The song doesn't have to be. In fact, you don't want the song to be about friendship, about your theme. You want your song to, you want your lyrics to be completely separate, right? But what you do is you write new lyrics to a tune. And then you have a new set of lyrics. And then when you get that done, you take that set of lyrics and you write a new tune to the lyrics. So you kind of used the original song as a crutch to write the new lyrics. And then after you had that side done, you used those lyrics to create a new tune. Right? So I've done that before. Even I'll Pray Again, I did that in some part. I did that. I wrote some of the lyrics to a song I had heard and used that as the template. That's a great way. And that's not plagiarizing, unless you start using lyrics from that song or you use a musical theme from the song. But that's a great, so don't do that, but that's a great way to kind of get started and learn kind of some methodologies that you can take. Let's take a quick break here, and when we come back from the break, I want you to hear, well, let's just take a listen to Lori Lou. She's got some great thoughts here just for a couple minutes, and then I'll come back with some closing comments.
Hey, this is Lori Lou Jones here with some thoughts on writing lyrics. So there are two distinct categories when I think of lyric writing for myself. The first is the category that I wish would happen all the time, and that would be when it just flows naturally. Then the second is when it is not flowing, and in fact, everything you write feels stilted. What do you do in that time? Now, before I started working with the Eversons writing lyrics, I would only write when I felt that first category. It wasn't until I got some of the training, when I got to watch the process happening over and over again, where I started picking up those tools. Ben also gave me some resources to read and to watch that would also help me to develop the more strategic approach to writing lyrics. So I think I'll skip over to that more strategic time just for this talk right now, because the first is just the best world scenario. So over to the more strategic way, having that piece of paper in front of me is key. I used to try it on my computer, just didn't work as well. Diagramming out key ideas at the beginning is so big. So with songwriting, many times you work in groups of three, I found. So you'll many times you'll have three verses, meaning you may have as many as three themes that are branched underneath that umbrella of your key theme of the song. So developing that, there are many different ways to show those three themes, but the way I like it is just have the bubbles. So write a theme, and then your others, and then putting in sub keywords. Those keywords are going to be big, because as you start figuring out your operational words that will work in your song, you'll also start developing the rhyme scheme as you go, just by what works. For me though, I'm not much of a good rhymer, so I will actually have RhymeZone open. That's usually the easy free program that I go with, unless I have a paid subscription to something at that point. But RhymeZone is perfectly fine place to start. So just developing the keywords, your key themes, write as quickly as possible, starting to sense the RhymeZone, and it never hurts to look up iambic pentameter just to see if maybe it might not work this time. So those are my key opening strategies for how to start writing a song.
Isn't that good stuff? That's good stuff. And that's a little video, that's audio from a video interview that she did a few weeks ago, and I wanted to share that with you. And she brings to mind a lot of different things. She's absolutely right that, you know, if inspiration hits, man, that's a perfect scenario, right? You want that to happen all the time. What if you want to make your living as a songwriter or lyricist, right? You've got a deadline. And inspiration isn't there. Sometimes I start with a title. Seriously, I'll start with a title. let's see, here's one. Let's say I'm going to write a country song. I don't write country songs. But maybe I'm going to write a country song called Dead on Arrival. Ooh. What is that? What is that talking about? Dead on arrival. Well, you know, maybe it's a song about someone who has wasted their life making wrong decisions. And when they get, you know, to the end of their life, they're dead on arrival. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But I mean, you know, that's a cool title. And it just makes me want to write the song. If you work that way, sometimes I've done CD albums by designing a cover, and then it's like, man, I just want to fill that with music. It's motivational, right? A great place to get ideas, and I'm just kind of shotgunning out ideas for you here, but is through sermons. And you hear a sermon and outlines and, you know, phrases and biblical themes are woven throughout sermons. So a lot of times you can get a good song idea from a sermon, right? I've been experimenting over the last few years with songs that in the title have a motivational factor, like "Don't You Fear," "I'll Pray Again," "It's Your Turn." Off the latest album that is just coming out this week, "God Has Never Left Me." That was my big song that I really worked hard. Well, I worked hard on a lot of them, but I mean, I wrote that from scratch, and it's a testimony song. God has never left me. That, right? That what is that? God has never left me. That's the theme. So a good title can really help you, and you can grab those titles, you can grab those ideas from really a lot of different places. Now, I don't, if you play guitar, that's a wonderful thing. If you play piano, that's a wonderful thing. You don't have to, but I would also, you've got to take a recorder with you of some sort. It can be your phone nowadays. I used to have an MP3 recorder. Now I just use my phone, and I sit it down at the piano and I come up with some lyrics. And the moment I get two lines that work together, I try to musically figure them out, and I keep the phone running. I just keep it running. I put it on, you know, super bad quality so that I can last forever, so the recording lasts forever. And I just let it run so that 10 minutes later when I'm lost and I'm like, man, what was that great idea I had? I can rewind it. I can go back to it. I can save it, right? That's what you want to do. And then another thing, try to stay away from cliche phrases. I use them sometimes because sometimes they just work, but we're trying to stay away from too many storms. You know, there's always storms. There's always rain. I saw a funny YouTube video years ago, and I'm not condoning or recommending the people who did this video, okay, if you know what I'm talking about, but it talked about the formula for Christian music and, you know, more water references, talk about drowning, talk about rain, talk about, you know, and it can be a wonderful picture, but I think it's overused. So let's try to get some other pictures in there. Well, this is kind of scatterbrained here, in the sense that I'm just trying to share with you some of the things that I use. I mean, I love my iPad with I've got an Apple Pencil, and I can really easily save things. You might just want to use old-fashioned pen and paper, pencil and paper. When you're brainstorming ideas, nothing is off limits. Don't edit yourself. Oh, that'll never work. Oh, that phrase will never work. Or, you know, oh, that's a horrible idea. Don't do that during the brainstorming phase. Save that for later. During the brainstorming phase, you're just trying to find ideas where to go with this. I can't tell you how many pages of lyrics that never see the light of day, but out of those mountains of words and lyrics and phrases in particular, come some of my songs. And I haven't counted lately. I'm certainly not as prolific as a lot of people like Ron Hamilton or others, but it's getting up there now. And I'm happy. I think I've learned as I've gone along. And then the last thing I'll say is, once you start getting a little bit of a repertoire, don't be too hard on yourself for the songs that you did before. There are songs that I've done that I look at now and I think, oh man, I've mixed my metaphors all over the place. But you know what? People are blessed by it. And that's where I was at the time. And so, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. Well, hopefully this was interesting to you and a help to you. And if you haven't grabbed my album, latest album, it's entitled Rest. And it's starting to air on Rejoice Radio. It's going out on Apple Music now. But you got to look up my name, Benjamin Everson, if you want it on Apple Music. So that's just a thing that happened a long time ago, and I have never been able to change it. So you got to look up Benjamin Everson to find my music on Apple Music. Of course, you can order some special editions from us on our website, beneverson.com. But thanks so much for being a part of this podcast. And if you want to support it, even if it's for a few dollars a month, that would be a huge help to me and my family during these times when, it's just tougher all the way around. Thanks so much. Hey, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at Ben's website, www.beneverson.com. We'll see you next time.